I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First up today, Jordanian authorities snuff out a terror threat in the nick of time. What does this mean for ministry? Keep listening. Then later, teamwork makes the dream work in Guinea. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. But we'll begin today on a more serious note, where one wrong step led to a government crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan last month, where there are divided sympathies. After 2024 elections, nearly a fourth of the nation's parliamentary seats went to an Islamic political party linked to the extremist group. But in April, security forces sniffed out a cell that was building short-range rockets for unstated purposes. The Muslim Brotherhood denies ties to the alleged plot, but it was still put under a ban. Samuel with Redemptive Stories tells us,
it's been a long time coming that the king and others have wanted to get rid of the Muslim Brotherhood here in Jordan. And then this recent planning of a terrorist activity on its own soil has given them the impetus for them to be able to do that.
Samuel doesn't expect drastic changes from this regarding ministry.
There's one less player on the table to fight against the work of the gospel in the region. But many of those people that still had leanings that direction are still here.
Please pray for God's mercy on those aligned with radical Islam.
That people will be put in their path to be able to share with them what the true picture of what the kingdom of God looks like. And ultimately, that this would create more space for boldness, bold sharing, and bold testimony for the gospel in our region.
There's more in the full story at our website. Meanwhile, Russia ramps up military action in eastern Ukraine as it tries to solidify control in four key regions. Diplomatic efforts have reached a standstill. U.S. President Donald Trump says Russian President Vladimir Putin believes he's winning and isn't ready to end the conflict. Partners tell Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder about extensive suffering in Ukraine.
What we're hearing on the ground is that kids, teens, and families are all in crisis trauma right now. They just don't know what the next day will bring.
One in five children has lost a close relative or friend since the war began 3 years ago.
The spiritual need is amazingly high right now. There's so many kids that are just looking for some hope. We've sent in, I think, over 600,000 Keys for Kids and Unlocked devotionals. They're gone. The resources are empty.
Keys for Kids is working on a special edition to address trauma in kids and teens.
We've had stories about conflict and war and tragedy in some of our devotionals before. This is going to be basically a compilation of those intermixed with, you know, the hope that we have in Jesus.
Connect with us online to help this project get off the ground. And most importantly, pray.
Be praying for the situation right now in Ukraine and Russia. We just want people to stop dying and to have an open heart to hearing the liberating power of the gospel.
And finally, reaching a whole nation for Christ is a monumental task. Partnerships make it possible. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says they've been co-laboring with the same believer in Guinea for 22 years.
This man has been with us since 2003. We sent him a box. And then in 2006, we sent him a pallet. And then we started sending full containers. The work has grown. He's very responsive, very aggressive in trying to reach the entire country.
Scripture booklets from World Missionary Press help gospel workers introduce people to Christ when they go door to door.
They're able to take the word, share it, explain it, and then leave it there. Then the Spirit makes the word known to the reader. And then when they go back to follow up, there is interest.
Other believers use the material as part of their outreach events. WMP scripture booklets are effective because they address life topics using God's word. You can help World Missionary Press send life-saving material worldwide by giving or volunteering.
We have a great staff of volunteers, several hundred a month. That helps us put every booklet out on the field for less than 5 cents.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.